This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Kent Taro, Administrator of the Macoupin County Public Health Department. And welcome to the show, Kent.
Thank you, Rick. Good to see you.
Kent, we recently received some information from the state portion of the Public Health Department concerning, an uptick or an increase in flu or flu-like symptoms in portions of Illinois. And maybe you could talk a little bit about that, sort of what is this uptick or how is that going?
Yes, Illinois has been identified as regionally widespread in regards to the influenza-like illnesses and flu. The actual lab testing is not mandated for everyone that does report and is seen at a physician's office for the illness, but we've already had four confirmed cases in Macoupin County, and Illinois has seen an uptick a little bit early this year, which means that we are actually expecting a little higher prevalence of the flu, even in Macoupin County, as well as the entire central Illinois and Illinois region. So we really are, again, of course, encouraging everyone to get the influenza vaccine this year.
Now, is this because so often we hear a different strain come about or something like that, or is that probably not the case, just maybe early development?
No, it is the case. There is another strain. Last year, it was not in a very high prevalence, and it is a newer strain, and it is starting to be seen in some of the illnesses here in Illinois as well. So at this point, it hasn't been severe. And the cases have not been severe, but it is a new strain that's coming on. And I'm pretty sure that you'll see us building a virus protection for it next year. So there will be a vaccine with that virus in it.
As you said, it's important that if you have not got your flu vaccine that you should get it. Of course, we went through a big round of vaccinations, even with your drive-up clinics and everything like that a few months ago. But let's talk about now, if you didn't get your flu shot, what can you do to get those flu shots?
Well, we do provide flu vaccines at our regular child and adult immunization clinics that we provide all year round. And we have two standing clinics here in Carlinville. They are done right now at the American Legion in Carlinville. And one is provided on the second Monday of the month. And that is, it was December 10th here in December, and it runs from 1 to 6:30. We try to make it convenient for people that do work or have children in school. And then the other one is provided on the fourth Wednesday of the month, and that is still coming up December 26th, and that is also from 1 to 6:30. We also have standing clinics in Gillespie at the Gillespie Civic Center the third Thursday, and that is coming up December 20th. We are there in the daytime on that day from 9:30 to 11:30 and 1 to 3. And then we normally have one on the fourth Tuesday, but it happens to be Christmas. So what we do is, for people that really need the flu vaccine and want to come in for a one-on-one and not go to a group clinic, they can call our Carlinville home office right up on North Broad or Route 4 on the way to the Carlinville Fairgrounds there. They can call first and make an appointment at 217-854-3223 and extension 227. We also have flu vaccine available at our Maple Street Clinic in Gillespie, 109 East Maple Street. And that number is 217-839-1526. And just let the staff know that you'd like to schedule a flu vaccination, and they'll get that for you right away. We had a good year. We actually provided more flu vaccines than we have in the last couple of years. But always remember, many of the physicians in the area do provide flu vaccines, the pharmacies, and some of the other stores as well. Including Walgreens and Walmart. So they do have those available. And there also is, for the children that really don't like vaccines, some of the doctors we happen to be out do also have the flu mist, a very easy and convenient way to make sure you get protection from the flu.
In addition to vaccines, you said people can also help ward off flu or fight back the flu symptoms by taking care of their immune system.
Right. We always want to make sure that people understand they can. You can prevent diseases. Actually, a person is most individually responsible for maintaining their health. Probably 60% of your health comes from how you take care of yourself. We do have a list. We like to make sure everybody knows the more you take care of yourself, the better you can build your immune system. These things include don't smoke or stop if you do, and we have a system of helping people quit smoking, the Tobacco Quit Line out of the American Lung Association. Drink plenty of liquids, how important that is to keep your immune system strong. Eat a diet high in fruits and vegetables and whole grains and not a whole lot of saturated fats, which means don't overeat on meat. Exercise regularly. We usually encourage people, even a walk around the house, walk up and down steps is a tremendous exercise. 30 minutes a day or aim for 150 minutes a week. Try to keep your weight where it is or reduce weight if you're overweight and maintain a healthy weight. Control your blood pressure. We recommend not drinking alcohol, or if you do, in very, very moderation. And extremely important is getting enough sleep to continue to keep your immune system strong. And then one of the most important things you can do this time, but actually any time of year to prevent infection, wash your hands. It's just so important to wash your hands thoroughly. And we say you should wash your hands, soap them up real good, and sing your ABCs very slowly. And you should have an adequate a washing and sanitizing of your hands. And that's every time that you touch metal objects, handles, whatever, or you happen to get your hands dirty from sneezing, etc. Of course, get regular medical screenings. And another thing to reduce stress, we ask people be grateful, thankful for what you have. Have friends and see them often. Give and receive kindness and love. And the most important thing, get your flu shot.
One question I want to follow up on washing hands. It's really popular now. They have all these different items out, not going by brand name, but Germex and these things that say it's even better than soap. Are those good things to have around, or is soap and water just as good?
They're not bad in a pinch. I don't know that they actually take the place of soap, because soap is so good at removing dirt and materials, dirt and bacteria, other objects from your hands, but it's great in addition to. But I think that really a thorough hand washing with soap is okay. I really don't mind for those people that have been in the car that have shaken a lot of hands. The people that were on the campaign trail this year, I would recommend that they keep a bottle of that with them all the time. And that does help. It does.
Kent Lechner, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
Thank you, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.